This show furnished by Mark Allen Communications.
This is Late Night Health. This is the radio show that cares about the most important part of your life, your health. Hi, I'm Mark Allen. Along with the insane Daryl Wayne, we're going to talk about a wide variety of health topics and issues that touch each and every one of us. You know, last night my wife and I were talking and she walked over and Carol gave me a big hug and said, you know, the most important thing, we have our health. And she's right. And that's what this show is all about. Taking a look at health from a wide variety of angles and views. Sure, having a ton of money would be great. I'm working on it. However, without health, you really don't have anything. We're going to spend the next 2 hours talking about, cancer during hour two, and also leadership marketing from two perspectives. Mally is coming in from SOAR, and we're also going to be talking about leadership from Robert Clancy. They know each other. I introduced them. They've become friends, and I don't believe they talked before they knew they were being on the show. They both have the same topic. Kind of strange. Daryl and I are going to talk about something because I have a beta pick. And a beta pick? Is that right?
I don't think so.
No, but I was trying to make it clean.
I think you have bees in your bonnet and you pick bones.
Oh, okay. Well, I have bees in my bonnet and I want you to help me get them out of there.
And you have a bone to pick.
And I have a bone to pick. That's it. And we're going to be talking about health insurance. Okay? Very confusing. Doesn't make sense. I don't understand. However, we're going to spend some time with a really good friend of mine. He's actually helped Daryl and me with our websites. And we appreciate that. You can check out his work at latestfromthegreatest.com. Latestfromthegreatest.com. That's Daryl's. And, of course, latenighthelp.com. I am speaking about Swami S. Tirtha, or the Orange Cowboy, the hip guru, my friend Swami. Swami, welcome back to Late Night Health.
Joy, 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 Mark. Great to be here. Thanks for inviting me back.
My pleasure. Just so you know, with the holidays coming up, many people start spacing out. They get anxious. They get annoyed. They don't want to spend the time with their loved ones or so-called loved ones because it's aggravating. And Swami has graciously said he would help us get through these times with some suggestions. Swami, welcome to Late Night Health.
Thanks so much, Mark.
I'm really interested in something, and that is, have you in your years of practice seen people just freak out at the holidays?
Well, it's quite common for a lot of different reasons. Whether, as you said, some people, they don't get along well. Others, they want to do such a good job, they get stressed out starting to cook a week or two in advance, or wanting things to be just perfect. There's a lot of different reasons why the holidays. Sometimes it's, you know, there are people who have lost loved ones and around the holidays or just any time, and having them not be there is another emotional. Holidays are a big time people feel lonely or lost or depressed.
Which is why just after the first of the year, it's one of the highest suicide times.
Hmm.
Which is really sad. I know that I missed my mom during the holidays, and my dad, and my grandparents. It was a good time. Growing up was good and fun.
Right.
Yet today, people, as you said, as we've said, don't get along. They get stressed. They remember their loved ones who have passed over, and it's sad. Are there ways to combat that? To make the holidays happy.
Yeah, how to have more joy during the holidays? Really, because holidays, they're there to celebrate something. So let's let's get on the celebration track. If there's enough challenges the rest of the time, let's at least celebrate during the time we have with our family.
Gotcha. More joy. Robert Clancy, who will be coming up a little bit later on in the show, a mutual friend of ours, yours and mine, and Daryl, says there's endless love. Is there endless joy available?
Yeah, I absolutely believe there is. There's endless everything. You know, whatever you put your attention on grows. So if you want to look for the worst in the situation, you'll always find it. And if you want to look for the best in the situation, you will always find it. It's just that that muscle, Mark, hasn't been exercised so much. So, you know, it's like your first time you work out, you only do a little bit, you only walk for a half a mile, and slowly you build up your stamina. And you really need to do that with looking for joy, looking for gratitude in life. And it takes a little bit of while for the joy more. The gratitude is really a great first step. When you're going to this, let's say you're going to Thanksgiving, and you're thinking about all these people that may be stressing you out. Instead of that, take a moment, take a deep breath, put your hand on your heart, and think about somebody you love, and breathe, and you'll start to feel better right away, just like that, in an instant. And then start to think about, make a list if it's too hard to think about it. Put it on paper. What are you grateful for about the people you're going to meet? Think of a time when something wonderful happened with your cousin or your brother, or something loving your parents did for you, or children. Or it's a really good way to just put the best light on everything.
So all you have to do is put your hand on your heart.
Put your hand on your heart. You could do it now. Everybody could just put their hand on their heart.
Okay.
Think about the person they love the most, or the pet they love the most, or if you have a sonata more than anything else, or a place in nature. If you're religious or spiritual and there's a place that really connects you to God or spirit, whatever's the best experience for you, put your hand on your heart. Think about that, feel that in your heart, and then breathe in. Nice. Breathe right into your heart and feel your heart expand with that loving feeling.
And starting now, I mean, you know, we're weeks away from Thanksgiving, 3 weeks away, I think. We're in the first full week of November.
Right.
And so I think we're about 3 weeks or 2.5 weeks away from Turkey Day, for those of us who eat turkey, and for those who don't, it will be Tofurkey Day.
Tofurkey.
Yeah. And actually, the best, you know what the best meal of Thanksgiving is? And Daryl, you can weigh in on this too, and that's the day after. I like sandwiches, turkey sandwiches. I think that's, do you, is that good for you, Daryl?
Well, we usually don't end up with too many leftovers, maybe some mashed potatoes and stuffing. Stuffing omelets are always good with a good little poached egg on top.
Ooh, I haven't done that. I just warm it up because I really do like stuffing. All right, our guest is the Orange Cowboy's Swami S. Tirtha. You can check him out at thehipguru.com. And he's given us some ideas to bring more joy to the holidays. And we're doing this early. We had actually scheduled this for a week or two down the line. And it occurred to me that we should do it earlier so people can practice and get that joy going.
Yeah, so I'll tell you, Mark, an actual experience with the meditation I just taught you.
Sure.
I teach a 3-hour beginner meditation course with advanced results. And this summer, I was teaching the class, and one of the women, everybody has their own issues, and one of them was with a family member, somebody, the sister-in-law or the brother-in-law, and they didn't talk to them. They didn't talk for years. And so during, for her exercise, she worked on releasing all of the issues and finding something to be grateful for about that person. And just as the workshop was ending, she comes up to me and she's so excited. She says, I just got a text from my sister-in-law. She invited me over for dinner.
Wow. And that was the one that she was having problems with for years.
She released whatever it was from her side. She saw what she loved in that person, what she was grateful for, the joy they had together. And somehow that woman just sort of melted her heart also. And by distance, you know, 6 hours away or more, just connected with her.
That's really...
It's very powerful. And your idea to have this interview today gives everybody a few weeks to basically energetically from your heart, hopefully resolve or near resolve all those issues. And so the second step, I would say, is, Mark, is to imagine what an ideal relationship would be like at the gathering.
Right, so that when you say to Uncle Ned, hey, pass the Brussels sprouts, he doesn't throw them at you, right?
Well, you know, let's say Uncle Ned and you used to...
We're going to take some time out. When we come back, let's talk about Brussels sprouts and Uncle Ned at the Thanksgiving table. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. This is Late Night Health. Join us at latenighthealth.com, facebook.com/latenighthealthradio. Swami and I and Daryl return as Late Night Health moves forward for this holiday season.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust, something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on the latest for the greatest volume one. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne insane.
Hold it on. Hi, this is Nate Roos for RAD. Music and friends are two of the most important things in my life, but nothing is more important than life itself. Hey, when you know your friends shouldn't get behind the wheel, drive them home, call them a cab, or give them a RAD card. Music lives, and so should you. I don't let my friends drive drunk. Do you?
Brought to you by RAD, OTS, California Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen. In about 10 minutes, Daryl and I are going to talk about insurance, health insurance, because I'm disgusted. I am absolutely freaked out about health insurance. I'm going to ask people to write in. Oh, yeah, Daryl?
Well, it sounds like you're going to talk and I'm going to listen from the way I'm sure.
No, you're going to I want your input. You got to bring me down off that ledge, you know?
Oh, man, okay.
All right. I am really upset about this stuff. And not necessarily for me. I just keep hearing horror stories. We'll talk about it in about 10 minutes. In the meantime, Swami S. Tirtha is our guest, the orange cowboy, the hip guru. And you can go to thehipguru.com for lots of free information. You can make appointments. You can take classes. And Swami will be featured, of course, next week on latenighthealth.com and iTunes and all of our other places that we are featured on here on Late Night Health. All right, we were talking about about Uncle Ned. And, you know, asking him to pass the Brussels sprouts and him getting angry at you. And thinking about it in advance, because for the last 8 years, Uncle Ned has gotten angry when you ask him for the Brussels sprouts. What do we do to avoid that?
Okay, so we talked about the first step, which is your preparation, and that's your instant meditations at home to think of the people that used to get you upset and think of something you love, and then that melts away. So that memory, that discordant memory disappears, and you start to feel some love for them. The second meditation is think about the things that your Uncle Ned or whomever it is, what was a really funny or endearing time that happened with them sometime in your life. Everybody, you've always had a special moment with. For me, it was standing on the hill in the snow, and my cousin, and we were probably fourth grade or so, she threw a snowball at her dad's back, big guy, and he kind of got startled and slipped and fell and slid down the hill, and everybody cracked up. So now you've got this memory. Maybe it was something you shared. Maybe the two of you helped out at a soup kitchen or something. There's something that everybody's a good experience. So now you get to the dinner table, and there's Uncle Ned, and you go, "Hey, Uncle Ned, remember that time that we were working in that soup kitchen? Wasn't that an amazing time?" So you've just become a leader, and you've just said, "I'm going to dictate the nature, the quality of our family relationship, and it's going to be enjoyable. It's going to be endearing. It's going to be funny, whatever, all those positives."
But at the same time, you've got 8 years or 10 years or even 40 years of being angry at Uncle Ned.
But you've released that through the meditation.
There you go. So you could release the anger, and you do that by saying, "I'm not angry at Uncle Ned anymore."
No, we don't look at the anger. We look at what we love the most in life. That was the meditation we did just before the break.
Gotcha. So, putting your hand over your heart and saying, "I'm grateful for Uncle Ned being in my life because of helping out at the soup kitchen."
Well, that'd be the second step. The first step is not even intellectual. You put your hand on your heart and you think about the person or the thing or the place you love the most and breathe into it and feel your heart expand with love. And love is a light bulb that takes away all the darkness without any intellectual thought. So then when you think about Uncle Ned, your heart is bright. And Uncle, the past history does not bothers you less. And if it still bothers you, then you just do that meditation again for another 10 seconds. Then the second step is when you go, "Holy cow, I don't even feel any anger toward Uncle Ned. I don't even remember what happened. then you say, okay, now let me look at a positive time when Uncle Ned and I did something special together. And then you make sure you bring that up. Find something. So you have a pocket full or a backpack full of endearing memories for everybody at your Thanksgiving table.
And at the same time, holding on to that anger for years and years. No. Hold on. If you don't do this, if you hold on to that anger, it can manifest in indigestion, heartburn, headaches, anxiety, etc.
Just one more holiday that you wish you didn't go to.
And so clearing, if you will, the anger, thinking of love and positivity toward Uncle Ned or whoever it is that you may be thinking about, that's the way to avoid confrontation and to have a happy, happy Thanksgiving full of joy and love.
You're deciding to be the leader here. Now, you could say, well, why doesn't Uncle Ned make the first move? Well, we don't know why, but if you want to have a better holiday, you take the lead and you dictate how the day's going to go.
Gotcha. We appreciate that. I think you're coming back in a couple of weeks, aren't you? Didn't we schedule something? And we're going to continue this topic because I think it's important. I think it was just after Thanksgiving, and we'll do this again for the Hanukkah Christmas crowd and talk about that then. And you know, for more information on Swami, go to thehipguru.com. All right, I'm Mark Allen. When we come back from this break, Daryl and I are going to talk about insurance, and Daryl's going to help me off the ledge back in through the window. Don't go away. Late Night Health continues.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Are you being audited? And do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. 800-489-8751. That's 800-489-8751. Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity. For a cash settlement, call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News. I'm James Stanley with this news update. Detectives in Valencia found no explosive device after investigating a suspicious item on a sidewalk in Santa Clarita. Initially, police suspected the item could have been a pressure cooker. No evacuations were ordered, but some streets in the area were closed for a while. L.A. police chased a black Land Rover through Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood last night, and two of the three people killed in a two-car crash in Carson last weekend were the sons of a 30-year-old LAPD veteran. Funds now being raised to help the family pay for funeral expenses. The crash happened about 2:20 in the morning Sunday around Del Amo and Avalon. 26-year-old Chris Baxter and 23-year-old Jonathan Baxter, the sons of Officer Kenneth Baxter, were in a vehicle that was T-boned by another whose driver also died in the crash. GoFundMe.com/Officer Baxter if you'd like to give. KABC SoCal weather. Overnight, 56, 71 for a high Saturday. 58 now downtown. I'm James Stanley, 790 KABC News.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. Lately, I've been reading a lot about insurance, health insurance, whether it's for those who are retiring on Medicare, those who have just regular insurance for themselves, their families, and I don't get it. The word exclusion bothers me. It's like, all right, I'm gonna build a room or a house. Daryl.
Yes.
Okay. And
you're not, but you're
not. I'm not. I couldn't build a house if my life depended on it.
It's an analogy.
It's an analogy.
Yeah.
All right. So you design the house and you put in windows and doors, and then the contractor or builder comes back to you and says, do you want that door to close? Do you want the windows to actually open?
Yeah, there's some assumptions that you make through conclusion that would be included.
Yeah, and it's the same thing.
Windows mean glass.
Yeah, not paper mache windows, right?
Right. Although if you're in Japan,
that's true.
Yeah. Okay.
And that might be an interesting experience. However, I think that the real problem is with insurance is that you don't know what is excluded or not.
Well, the first thing is, you know, most contracts these days are contracts of adhesion. In other words, you don't really read them, and you can't take exception to them, and you can't go line by line and challenge paragraph by paragraph. Either it's all or nothing, and you either sign it or you don't sign it, right? Which means you don't read it. You don't go through, sign here, sign here, sign here, okay. And do you really know what the contract or insurance policy actually says all the way through? And the only reason that you would actually read it or go paragraph by paragraph is if there's a problem.
A very wise man, told me about 5 years ago. He said, contracts are made to be thrown into a drawer and forgotten until there is a problem. And you told me that.
I think I've said that several times. And this is after being a contracts executive for several companies over many years.
Having to read line by line.
Having written them by line by line.
And then arguing with the attorneys?
And others,
right? So I don't understand why you can get a letter saying you're going to have this procedure. And a friend of mine had this happen. He got a letter. He said, your procedure, it was a colonoscopy, is covered. However, he gets another letter 2 days later saying, on the other hand, it may not be. And so you call the insurance company and ask why not. He says, well, your provider might be out of network. But he's not out of network. He's contracted with you. Okay, then there should be no problem. But you're saying that in a week he may not be in I don't want to have the procedure because it's $5,000 and I don't have that money.
Well, at this point, there's so many people going in and out of network all the time that, you know, when you actually have the procedure, he may be in network, but by the time the billing goes through, he may not.
I get that's ridiculous.
It's frustrating to say the least.
Yeah, it is. It's very frustrating.
Yeah, I've had the same. I've never had a PPO. I've always had HMO insurance over the past 35 years. And I've changed probably insurance companies and policies six or seven times, but I've always been fortunate in the fact that I've been able to maintain the same GP through those 35 years and six or seven changes. And, you know, people reach a certain age and Medi-Cal, Medicare start to kick in. And my GP said, oh, by the way, we do accept Medicare, Medi-Cal in this group, but for some reason, I am not one of the doctors you can see anymore as part of that.
After 35 years.
Yeah, which is disappointing.
Exactly. And there's nothing you can do about it?
I just haven't been back since. Or you could just write him a check at full rate.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Oh, yeah. You can see a doctor as long as you're willing to pay for it, you know, cash.
Yeah. You know. I heard another story. There's a procedure for insurance companies. It's $18,000.
It's called a cash extraction, I'm going to have my cash removed.
Yeah, it's like having a tooth taken out. It's that painful because there is no Novocaine.
No sedative, yeah.
No sedative at all. So I was with a friend, and he was telling me that there's a procedure that he would like. It's $18,000 with the insurance.
When you're saying he would like, you say it's not mandatory?
It's not cosmetic. It's a procedure. It's a pain procedure, and he can either do it or not do it. His choice.
A pain procedure meaning to eliminate pain?
To eliminate pain.
Or cause it. I mean, no. some people are weird. Okay.
That is true. Yeah. No, this was a procedure to alleviate pain.
Okay.
All right? And it was the cost of the procedure is $18,000.
Total.
Okay. However, if insurance won't cover it, and you want to pay for that out of pocket, it's only $4,000.
So it's elective procedure.
It's an elective procedure.
So they've got two rates. They've got the insurance rate for it, and then they've got the I'm paying cash rate for it.
Yeah, which makes no sense to me at all.
But it's common.
Very common.
Yeah.
But if they lowered that, if everybody paid that $4,000 instead of the $18,000, wouldn't that make the insurance companies...
The premiums would go down.
You would think that. And they would also, the insurance companies would make a higher profit.
If the procedure went down and they didn't charge any less, yes, they would make a higher profit. But if their rates went down at the same proportion with the lower price of the procedures, they would make the same amount of profit.
Even so, but they'd be able to maybe have more paying customers.
More clients. Yeah.
More clients.
What we lose in margin, we make up for in volume. Is
right. Madman Munch. I lose a penny on every stereo. Yeah. There was in the 50s and 60s, there was a stereo salesman, and his line was, I lose a penny on every one I sell, but I make it up by selling
more.
More.
Yeah. Our good friend Derek worked for him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Yeah,
oh, my.
Here in L.A.
Mad Munch. Oh, boy.
Yeah. We'll have to call Derek and get some insight on Madman Munch sometime.
He must have been...
Something else.
Something else.
Yeah.
But we digress. Have you had insurance issues? Do you...
I have been without insurance for the past 3 or 4 years.
Oh, my.
So I've gone, as they say, naked. Because I couldn't afford it.
You couldn't afford the premiums?
Correct.
Got it.
I mean, even, covered California or, Obamacare, if that's what you want to call it, the premiums on that were more than a normal human being could pay, I mean, a lot of times, even the... When you are working full time for a company that offers health insurance, and you are paying the 20% and they're paying the 80%, your 20% generally is $200, $300, $400 a month.
Right, exactly.
With going online and trying to get the Obamacare or Cover California insurance, it was the premium payment was $700 a month.
That's ridiculous.
Which is a lot of money.
It's a lot
of out-of-pocket money. Especially since, and that didn't include any prescription drugs with a low copay, right? So it really didn't cover, $700 a month, you can pay out-of-pocket at least 3 or 4, GP doctor visits out of that. And if your activity level with your medical expenses, on a monthly basis don't come to those kind of numbers, then it's really not worth it.
Well,
you're doing is you're hoping against hope that if you're paying that amount of money that, you're paying that amount of money if a major catastrophe would happen health-wise, if there were a big event.
I have...
Heart attack, cancer, something
right.
like that, and all of a sudden you're faced with, a $200,000 and $250,000, medical bill. That's what really insurance is for. It's not for the, I need to go get my, blood pressure medicine or something.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm remembering a friend of mine. She was a news anchor and a news writer, and was dropped unceremoniously from her position. I actually took over the job, but. Or half of it, and she let the insurance lapse, and sure enough,
something happened.
Cancer.
Yeah.
And two years later, she was gone, and it could have been prevented. I just don't understand why insurance. I mean, forget the Obamacare, the Trump care. Forget that. If you're paying into insurance. And it's made affordable. And they've got, I know the ratios and the writers and the underwriters and the accruals and all the financial terms. Isn't it about making people healthy?
Well, up until recently, not much of it has been preventative. Most of it's been reactive, and most of it's been to, mask continued symptoms going forward. Right.
Well, that's allopathic medicine.
Well, more and more recently, it's gotten a little more proactive as far as preventative care. Right. I mean, when I've signed up I think I had Kaiser for like a month for a company I was working for down in Orange County. And the first thing that happened, they reviewed my age and they sent me a bunch of stuff. Right. To carry on some preventative measures, colonoscopy, you know, other things, other samples.
Well, you are over 30.
A couple of times. Which, you know, in my mind was sort of preventative.
It is a preventative procedure.
It gave you some sort of assurance that they're, you know, sort of looking after your backside, so to speak.
Oh, I wish I had said that. That was a very good line.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I knew we were running out of time. I wanted to get one, at least one good one in.
Bump, 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 bump.
And then I'm going to start this so you'll know what this means.
Aha,
A
minute to our little break. Hey, listen, if you have thoughts on insurance and you'd like to share them with me, you can always write me at info@latenighthealth.com. Info@latenighthealth.com. I'd love to just see if you're frustrated with it. You like it, you don't like it. A lot of our listeners, of course, use alternative health, and there is there's very little that insurance covers on alternative health. All right, we'll be back in just a couple of moments with Robert Clancy, and we're going to talk about leadership with Robert as Late Night Health continues. Visit us at latenighthealth.com.
Welcome to Guide to the Soul. This is Robert Clancy. Opening your heart is the only way to allow all the light in. Unconditional love does exist, but it takes trust. Something not a lot of people are willing to give. But how can you expect it if you don't provide it too? All hearts are refillable, rechargeable, and renewable. So why worry about being burned? By giving, you have everything to gain. Think of how beautiful your life would be if someone loved you without barriers, gave all of their heart to you without conditions, and wrapped their soul around you like it was your last day on earth. Today, you can be that person for someone else.
For more inspiration from Robert Clancy, visit GuideToTheSoul.com or go to the Moments with Robert page on LateNightHealth.com.
Are you being audited, and do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Is the IRS threatening to take more of your money? Don't fight the IRS alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you negotiate a lower tax bill. The IRS can freeze your assets and seize your bank accounts, but you can stop these IRS actions. The Tax Doctor will fight for you using industry secrets that can stop any IRS actions, eliminate penalties and interest, and reduce your past tax bill so you pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call the Tax Doctor now for a free IRS audit emergency review.
800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. 800-663-5107. That's 800-663-5107.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, D-A-R-R-E-L-L, W-A-Y-N-E.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said, Wayne Insane.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Late Night Health continues. I'm Mark Allen, a regular contributor. Robert Clancy, the author of Soul Ciphers, an international bestseller, is our guest right now, and we're going to be talking about leadership. Now, how are you going to link leadership to health, Robert?
Well, there you go. That is the question. And knowledge may lead one to a path of wisdom, but wisdom only leads one to greatness when it's applied to goodness. And if you really think about it, you do need to be a leader in your health. And, you know, when they're saying you need to go make that appointment and you don't, you need to take the lead. And that's where leadership does play a role in health, but it also plays a role in the health of everything in your life. And when you take charge of something and also, you know, be responsible for what you're doing.
Well, what's the difference between leadership and being proactive? Or is it the same?
Proactive is kind of, for me, it's preventative. It's, you know, putting something out there. But when you have a leadership role, it means that you're really taking the responsibility for everything that's underneath you, rather than just being proactive about, yeah, I was proactive about trying to make a difference out there, but a leader will take the charge, take others there, and really own what they're doing.
In health, you know, putting off the appointment with the doctor or healthcare provider of one kind or another, but also, we were just talking about insurance, all right? And being proactive and taking a leadership role in saying to your insurance company, you said you would cover this, and now you're balking. And when you speak to a healthcare provider who takes insurance, and they'll say, the chances of the insurance company paying me is 50%. I find that reprehensible. And you have to fight for it.
You do. And pretty much everything that's out there is some kind of a fight that you're going to be in. If you really want to stand for something, you need to stand up first. And you can't really expect, you know, greatness from others unless you expect it from yourself. And that's really part of that leadership role. And yeah, there's a struggle. You know, my wife and I in our business, we're constantly dealing with something. You know, it's like, why did they do this? Or the, you know, with the state, you know, guidelines, regulations or something, there's something that's always tripping you up, and you do have to fight. It does take energy, and that's really the where most people just give up or throw their hands up in the air.
Well, you know, people who buy things on the internet or buy things from TV, the return rate, for the most part, is very, very low. Yet the satisfaction index of that product can also be very low.
Mm-hmm.
People just don't want to take the time or energy to return that paint pad that they bought on TV that's going to paint your living room in 12 minutes or less.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's it. It's the pain points and where your focus is. And the bigger picture is really where a leader is seeing that point on the horizon, and you start lining up everything to go to that direction. And that's really the key to finding your path, finding your way, and keeping your eye on the big picture. And that's most leaders, especially the great ones, all see the big picture.
Is there a leader in a family? Or is that you and your wife and your son? Or is it a democracy and you get outvoted?
It can be, you know, that's all part of it. My, you know, growing up, my dad, he taught me leadership from a very early age. You know, he was in World War II. He'd been on the D-Day invasion, and he always talked about being a leader. And I distinctly remember him kneeling next to me when I was probably about 5 or 6 years old and explaining what a leader was.
That's somebody who doesn't shy away from responsibility to start with.
Yeah, and it was also about standing up for others, because he really did in World War II. He had to, you know, go through some pretty serious things to liberate concentration camps, and he saw, you know, the devastation that was there, and it really affected him for his whole life. And, you know, he did teach me about being a leader and about standing up for others.
Well, take a look at Robert's brand new website, soulciphers.com, soulciphers with an S.com. We congratulate Robert again on the success of being an international bestseller. We will talk to Robert again next week as Late Night Health continues today. Join us at latenighthealth.com and visit us at facebook.com/latenighthealthradio. All of those, thanks to Robert. I'm Mark Allen, along with the insane Daryl Wayne. We'll be back in just a couple of moments as Hour 2 begins.
If you're listening to Late Night Health right now, you're part of the growing target of baby boomers we're serving. Hi, I'm Daryl Wayne, producer of Late Night Health, inviting you to join the Late Night Health family. If you have any business targeting the growing boomer market, Late Night Health is the ideal advertising vehicle for you. From vitamins to insurance, alternative health to Western-style medicine, Late Night Health caters to the growing population of those over 40 years old. This vibrant demographic has expendable income to fight aging, purchase travel, take care of aging parents, or just have fun. Find out about the advertising opportunities with Late Night Health. Call us at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308, or email us at info@latenighthealth.com. That's info@latenighthealth.com. Join Late Night Health as we empower people to take charge of their own health care. Call now at 805-391-0308. That's 805-391-0308.
The latest from the greatest, the best in new music by classic rockers, with your host, the insane Daryl Wayne.
This is Alice Cooper, and if Daryl Wayne is insane, what does that make me? Criminally insane. Stick around to find out.
It is the latest from the greatest. We've had some really good conversations over the 5 years that this program has been going on, with some great rock artists and some people from behind the scenes, authors and otherwise, producers. Some of those have been captured on The Latest for the Greatest, Volume 1. It's available on Amazon, or if you go to BlackstoneAudio.com, BlackstoneAudio.com, or Amazon, search for Daryl Wayne, DarrellWayne.
I'm the Reverend Al Green, and I said Wayne Insane.
Attention, users of the blood-thinning drug Xarelto. If you took the drug Xarelto and experienced complications such as cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, you may be eligible to get a cash award for your suffering. Call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 1-800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150. To qualify for a cash settlement, you must file a claim before the deadline, so don't miss your opportunity for a cash settlement. Call 800-264-3150 now for a free, no obligation consultation. Our call center is open 24/7. So if you took the drug Xarelto and experienced cerebral hemorrhage, gastrointestinal bleeding, or other internal bleeding, or if a loved one has died after taking Xarelto, call the Xarelto Help Hotline now at 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.